Hello, welcome or welcome back to Faith Talks, everyone. My name is Deborah. I'm your host. If you don't know me, I'm a faith-based content creator. I make content sharing all about my journey with God to encourage you on your journey with Him. So welcome to a podcast that I call Faith Talks, where we speak about things that also encourage you on your journey with God. It's just all aligned, all intertwined. It's such a blessing to have you here today. I hope that you're doing good. I hope that you've had a good weekend, that you have a good week ahead. If you don't, bring that before the Lord in prayer. Prayer is so powerful. Even if right now you're like, oh, I don't really believe that, bring that to the Lord in prayer then. Lord, right now, I don't see the point in prayer. Will you show me, will you reveal yourself to me that you do hear me and that you do see me, that I'm not alone, that my prayers are not going unnoticed? Pray about that then and be expectant. I have recently been saying, put all your eggs in the basket of the Lord. You know, in life, people always say, don't put all your eggs in one basket, but with God, it's the complete opposite. Put all your eggs in the basket of the Lord and watch what happens, because God never, ever, 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 ever fails, ever. He never has and He never will. So with that being said, let's get into this week's Faith Talks episode. And last week we talked about just stirring up radical faith again, faith in the Lord. Jesus said multiple times, your faith has made you well. You've been healed according to your faith. And in today's episode, I just want to build upon that even more, to stir up your faith even more. So we're going to be talking about some keys to a life of faith, keys to start building that radical faith. Key number one, what I want to say is, what's extremely important to living a life of radical faith is your relationship with God, your relationship with your Heavenly Father. And I just want to say very clear, very loud, when I say God, I don't mean some cosmic energy. I don't mean the universe. He is a being. I'm speaking about God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit. He is a being, a relational being. We are made in His image. So I want to clear that up. First of all, that's what I mean when I say God. God the Father, our dad, our father. In the Bible, Jesus calls God Abba. Abba is like, that word is to be translated into English. It's kind of like daddy, but even more intimate. There's something intimate about a relationship with God the Father. So I want to start there by saying that in the ebook, I mentioned this more in depth of like, how do we see God? Because the way that we see God kind of determines our level of faith. It says a lot about our faith. Do you see God as the loving Father that He is? Do you see Him as your dad? When you watch my videos, you'll notice that I call God dad a lot, because He's our dad. He longs to be that close to us. He's our father. The best dad in the world doesn't even come close to how good of a father God is. So I just want to say that first, that it's so important to have your relationship with the Father established, to have a good relationship with Jesus, with the Son. Your relationship with God is so extremely important. And to get an established relationship with the Lord, you have to dive in the Word. On this channel, we stand on the truth, and the truth is the Word of God. We cannot have a relationship with God if we don't read His Word, if we don't read what He says about us, if we don't read what He says about Himself. How can we get to know Him if we don't read what He says about Him, and if we don't see how He interacted with people who have gone before us? Listen, when you know who your dad is, you will walk through life differently. I watched a video ages ago about this girl who was just speaking about how her dad is like the owner of some stadium in the States or something like that. And she was like, you know, whenever I want to enter the venue to see a game or whatever, I just have to say, oh, I'm my dad's daughter, and the security will let me in, like as if it's nothing. She's able to enter into rooms and enter into that stadium with authority, because she knows who her dad is. Other people know, oh, you're his daughter, come on in. Why don't we do that with God? We don't walk around knowing our dad is the creator of the universe. He's created any and everything, but we don't walk around like it. And that needs to change. When you have an intimate relationship with the Father, you know, you can step into rooms. Listen, I know who my dad is. I know who I'm backed up by the creator of the universe. He owns this company. He's made the person who birthed the idea of this company. Like, how crazy is that? It is so important to know who your God is and to know who he says you are, because that will allow you to walk through life differently, and it will stir up your faith. It will help to stir up your faith to new heights. So that's the first thing. Your relationship with God is key. You cannot cheat this. You cannot get a relationship with God through someone else. You have to sit with him yourself. Open the Bible, sit with him in prayer. And that's what I want to say next is prayer. Prayer is such a key part to living a life of faith and living it well. And if me saying that makes you think, ugh, whatever, then clearly you don't see the power in prayer. Prayer is communicating with the Lord, with God, with your heavenly dad. And there's something, it's relational, obviously, but there's something transactional in prayer. Saying that makes it sound very corporate. I don't mean it like that. But for example, take Moses. Moses had such an intimate relationship with God. When you read through his story, when God called him and Moses said, no, I can't do it. And God said, go, I will be with you. And Moses says, no. It's almost like this very close friendship. Like they were able to, I don't want to say Moses was able to bargain, because again, that's not the right word. But do you know what I mean? It seemed like God's heart was moving as Moses spoke. And I'm currently reading this book, God Has a Name, by Mark Comer. And he has a chapter on this about how we've made prayer into something it was never meant to be. Prayer is something relational. God's heart moves based on our prayers. You can see this throughout the Bible when God tells the Israelites, if you continue on in your ways, or not just the Israelites, like Pharaoh, there are so many times where God gives a word of, if you continue on doing this, I'm going to do this. But if you change your ways, then I'm going to do this. So there's like a change of heart in God that's accessible through prayer. And we think that this is not possible because God already knows everything that's going to happen in our lives. But you need to know that's just a perspective thing. This changed my look on everything. Yes, God is able to see everything from now until the day that we're going to pass away. He sees all of that. But that's not because he's programmed it. It's just because of his perspective. He's able to see the timeline of our lives. Our prayers are also in that timeline. And Mark mentions in the book that, you know, people, when you hear that of God changes his mind, God's heart moves when we pray. It's like, well, how could God change his mind? He's not God then. Well, how about we flip it the other way around? If God was not able to change his mind when he wishes so, when he decides, like, how could God, being all powerful, not change his mind if he wants to? I don't know if that makes sense. He describes it so well in the book. But our God is relational. Your prayers matter in what's going to happen. Again, God told the Israelites many, many times, if you continue to do this, I will do this. But if you change your ways, repent, then I will do this. Our actions and our prayers matter, absolutely. And what I want to say about prayers in faith is to pray specific prayers. I mentioned this in last week's Faith Talks episode, but praying specific prayers allows you to know when something is from God and when it's not. And I pulled up my old journal of when I was journaling for this apartment, when I was on this faith journey for the apartment that I live in now. I'm not qualified to live here. Like, there's so many things that God just, he did a miracle. Honestly, it's wild. But I, during that time, I was journaling a lot and I was writing down my prayers. And I want to encourage you to do that too, to write down everything day by day, what you're feeling, what you're praying about. And some people are like, oh, well, isn't that a way of manifesting or something? Well, no, I'm not writing things down to manifest. I'm writing it down to remember, just to confirm the things that I'm praying for, because us humans forget. If you don't write down how you're feeling today and what you've been praying for today, you're going to walk in your answered prayers and not credit it to the fact that you prayed about it, that God answered your prayer. Does that make sense? We forget so easily. Even in the Bible, in Habakkuk 2 verse 2, it says, write down the vision and make it plain so that the herald may run with it. Write down the vision, write it down, because you're going to forget. You're going to forget what you're praying for. When it comes to a flat like I was, I wrote down very specific things that I want to mention, but it's because of these specific things that I went out to viewings, and there were places that were very close, but there were some things that they were missing. So I was like, Lord, I've had faith and I've been praying for these specific things. This flat doesn't have it, so no. Because the enemy is going to send counterfeits. He always sends counterfeits to make you miss out on the abundant blessing. And if you have not written down specific things, you will fall for the counterfeit. The specific things are what allow you to see this could only be God. This could only be the Lord. There's no other way. You cannot credit it to something else, because us humans will be like, oh, maybe it wasn't God. Maybe it's because of this and this. No, when you write down something specific and almost impossible, you will see that it was God when it happens. And what I wrote down, my non-negotiables were, and just to note that at this time, I wasn't even praying for my own place. I was looking with a friend, and God did above and beyond. I now have my own place. But what I wrote down is I wanted something modern. I'm a girl who loves a modern space. I wrote down a bath, a big bedroom, lots of natural light, plants, amenities, and somewhere warm. I wanted a warm apartment, because the room that I was in when I was writing this, I was renting a room in a shared flat, which is very common in London, probably New York, like bigger cities. But the room I was staying in was so, it was moldy, and the windows were so thin that when I was sleeping, I could feel the wind on my face. So during winter, I was not having a good time. I'm a summer baby. I get cold really easily, and I do not like being cold. So I wrote down a warm place. Listen, all these notes, the Lord kept nudging me not to compromise, because when we went to viewings, there were places that were nice, that had almost everything, but then they weren't modern. And the Lord was like, hold on to this list. Hold on to what you've been praying to me for. That's where our faith has to do the work. I was holding on to it, and I've written this in the ebook, that I was declining nice places with my friend because I was believing for this place, but I hadn't even seen this apartment. You have to understand that I was in that place where so many of you are in right now, that you're believing for something, but you can't see it. And you're turning down other offers, and it makes no sense, and you feel like giving in, but don't do that. I held on to this place, even though I didn't even see it yet. And even when I came across the building, there were no pictures of the units. Like, I had no idea. But I was holding on to this list. And I remember that when I finally, after like just this crazy journey, I got invited to a viewing here. I stepped into this apartment, and the lady that was doing the viewings was like, oh, do you mind if I'm just gonna go across the hall? I just need to check something in a different flat. And I was like, no, no, no. So she left me to it here. As soon as I opened the door, this warmth hit my face, and I just looked around, and I remember shaking, because I was like, this is it. When you walk into that thing that you've been praying for and that you've been having faith for, like, faith is the substance of things not seen. So when you step into the scene, finally into the natural, it's just an experience that I cannot describe. And it's an experience that I pray right now in Jesus' mighty name, we will have many, 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 many more of. May we have a life filled with those experiences, God, to walk with you into impossible spaces because of our faith in you, Lord. That I pray in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Like, honestly, even speaking about it makes me relive it. And it's just, I just remember shaking, because this place has everything. I mean, the list. I have a massive bedroom. I have lighting coming in, natural lighting. It's warm. It's my own place. I have a separate winter garden. So I basically have a whole extra room. It's my own place, even though I was looking with a friend at the time. Like, the Lord did above and beyond. I wrote down very specific things. And I want to say, don't let other people make you feel bad for the things that you're praying for. Because I remember when I was praying about this and I started to share this journey on TikTok, people were like, how can you pray for a modern apartment? How dare you? Da da da. In the Bible, the people that, the pioneers of faith that walked with the Lord, Abraham, Solomon, David, these weren't these men wealthy men? weren't these men wealthy and successful men? The Lord blesses us, but this blessing is not for me to keep to myself. We are blessed to pour that out onto other people. I mentioned it in last week's Faith Talks episode. It's like a pipe. Yes, we are a vessel for the Lord, but it's also like a pipe to pass on. We are blessed to bless others. These pioneers of faith were blessed to pour out that blessing. Of course, the Lord wants to bless us abundantly. As Christians, as followers of God, are we not meant to be CEOs in companies? Are we not meant to be the successful ones? Not because of our strength, but to prove as a testimony, that's my God. How else would I be here? So don't let anybody make you feel bad when you're praying for something and people are like, you're praying for that. No, the Lord wants to bless you abundantly, and I'm the testimony of it. I am the living proof, because if God did not care, if God would tell us, you can't pray for that, then why am I in a modern apartment right now in my own place? Like, come on, the Lord. Write down specific prayers, okay? Prayer works. Have that faith. Put that faith behind your prayers. And that leads me into the next thing, the next point, which is to be expectant. Be expectant on the Lord to answer your prayers. It says in the Word of God, I will put the verse up because I don't remember exactly which one it is, but it's Paul saying, if God already gave us freely his one and only Son, the one whom he loves more than anything else in the world, why would he start withholding other things? If you've been praying for a job and you are afraid that the Lord is going to withhold it from you, then you're basically saying that the job is above Jesus, that God would value this job more than Jesus. Absolutely not. In James 1, verse 6 to 8, it says, this is speaking about prayer. You should ask God if you lack wisdom, and it will be given to you. And then it says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Ask and do not doubt. In prayer, it's so beautiful to say, Lord, let your will be done. I did that as well when I was praying for this apartment, but I think sometimes we can only almost use that as a safety net. Lord, I'm praying for this job, but let your will be done, to kind of prepare us for if it does not happen, if that makes sense. And Lord, let your will be done was never meant to be used in that context as like a safety net, just in case it doesn't happen, because then that allows you to almost bring down your faith again. This is where point one is so important. When you have a close relationship with Jesus, when you walk with him, when you breathe his word, when this is your daily bread, you're not gonna ask and pray for things that are outside of the will of God. Your desires are gonna line up with the desires of the Father because you walk with him. You will learn to not like the things that he does not like. So you can have that faith. Again, this is where faith comes in, that the things, the desires that are placed on my heart align with what the Lord has for me already anyways. Yesterday, I ordered a book called Apostle of Faith from Smith Wigglesworth. He apparently, I'm kind of learning about his testimony still, but he was an evangelist who, you know, those people who have healings of miracle wherever they go, and they're just walking through life with this incredible faith, and God moves mountains on their behalf. And I ordered this book because I was watching a testimony yesterday of two Dutch evangelists that I kind of know their son, or kind of, I know their son because he's a friend of my cousin in the Netherlands. If you did not know, I'm Dutch. So I was watching their testimony yesterday on YouTube in Dutch. And because these people are so filled with faith, they've traveled the whole world, they've spoken at conferences, they've seen people healed, they've seen all these miraculous things. And I was thinking about it yesterday as I've been thinking about a stirring up of faith over this week. And he mentioned that this book from Smith Wigglesworth changed his life. And that's where his faith grew and he saw God move mountains. So I was like, I need to read this book. I will report back to you what I think about it. I'm going to link the book down below anyways, if this already makes you want to pick it up too. Apparently this book changed their lives, and that's how this couple traveled the world spreading the good news. And he had this testimony, which is just crazy. I'll share it quickly, where he was saying that he was on a flight one day I don't remember where, but they were on the plane. And you know when it's like time to sleep and they dim the lights. And he was like, everybody was quiet. And all of a sudden, we heard this scream from the in the airplane, like this massive scream. So he was like, what's going on? So he got up because everybody was startled. He got up and like in between the sections, there was a man who had fallen to the floor with his wife because he was having a heart attack, and the wife was like freaking out. So he was standing there, and this is so funny, but the flight attendant was asking him, sir, are you a doctor? And you know when it's like, what do I say? And he was like, no, I'm not a doctor, but I know the best doctor in the world, the Lord. So I know that he will help. And it's so funny because he was like, listen, at this point I was like, I'm going to just say it all. I'm just going to be open about my faith because they can't kick me out of the plane anyways. Like, we're in the air. Let me just say it. And he was like, he asked the wife, can I please pray for your husband? And she was like, yes, please do pray for him. So he went, prayed for the man, laid hands, and he was like, well, I did not know if this man was going to pass away. So I basically led him into the repentance prayer and for him to give his life over to Jesus, just in case he does pass away, then he's going to the Lord. So he led this man in prayer. The man calmed down and he was like, I sat back in my seat and forgot about this man. We went on our trip in Australia, I think they were. And then on the day that they returned, they were at the airport and he was like, this couple came up to me and they were like, oh, do you remember us? And he was like, no, I don't remember you. And the man was like, I'm the man that you prayed for in the airplane. And the guy was like, no way, I didn't recognize you, because he looked 20 years younger. The Lord just did a miracle. And that guy was just saying how I was on that flight to visit my kids because I got a report from the doctor that my heart was broken and that, I mean, broken, you know, that my heart wasn't going to recover and that it would be better for me to visit my kids for a last time now. But I've never felt better. I've never felt better in my life. And then he went on with the testimony to say that they returned to their home, they went on with their lives, and then around Christmas he received a Christmas card from Scotland from this couple wishing them an amazing Christmas time and just to say thank you that he prayed and that this man gave his life to Jesus and that he's walking with the Lord now. Like, how incredible is that testimony? And the name of the couple, by the way, is Arjan and Afi Knevel. And the reason that I know about them is because I know their son. I've met him a few times, and they have had infertility problems for many, many years. They were believing God for a son, and their testimony is that they waited 20 years. They waited 20 years. They held on to a word from the Lord that they would have a son for 20 years. It wasn't happening. It was not happening. And people in church were telling them, well, maybe the Lord has blessed you to be together, to do ministry together, and the church is your child and all these things. But they held on to that word of the Lord in faith. Our lives should be filled with this. It's kingdom on earth. This is what it is, God's kingdom on earth. Seeing miracles around us. When we step into a room, the Spirit is there. So just this stirring up of faith, like, that's what Faith Talks is about. And I pray that in our lives, we will see miracles like this as well, that this will become, I don't want to say normal, but that this will become our lives, that we will walk in these miracles through the power of the Holy Spirit, through walking with Jesus, walking with our dad. Like, I'm excited. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm so excited. These were just the keys of faith that I want to give you today to have that foundation. Again, I pray that your faith is stirred up and that this is only the beginning, as I'm going on this journey with the Lord again, renewing it. Go on this journey with me. I can recommend this book, God Has a Name, by John Mark Comer. It's an interesting book, but sit with it, read through it. And I will link the Apostle book down below as well, Apostle of Faith. I will let you know what I think. But that's it for today's Faith Talks episode. I pray that this has been a blessing for you. And yeah, that your faith will be stirred up to new heights so that you will see the Lord move mountains on your behalf. Cultivate that close relationship with God. He's your Abba Father. He loves you so much. This is not something you can cheat. You can't get a relationship with God through me, through other Christian content creators or other pastors or whatever, you have to sit with the Lord yourself, and you'll find out that he's actually a lot of fun to be around. The Lord is, he's funny. He loves you so much. Like, he's so much fun to be around. So explore that relationship. Make this your daily bread. And I'm so excited to hear all of the testimonies of how God will move through your life. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in today. It's been such a blessing to have you here. And I'll be back again next week for another Faith Talks episode. But maybe this time that's what I get. For wanting too much too fast.